Archie doesn't know for sure that it's her until that moment. There is a dull bloom of warmth in his spine. His vision blurs, and then he knows that Gretchen Lowell is the killer. He realizes that he has been drugged, but it is too late. He fumbles for his gun, but he is ham-fisted and can only lift it awkwardly from his belt clip and hold it out as if it were a gift to her. She takes it and smiles, kissing him gently on the forehead. Then she reaches into his coat and takes the cell phone, turning it off and slipping it into her purse. He is almost paralyzed now, slumped in the leather chair in her home office, but his mind is a prison of clarity. She kneels down next to him, the way one might a child, and puts her lips so close to his that they are almost kissing. His pulse throbs in his throat. He can't swallow. She smells like lilacs. "It's time to go, darling," she whispers. She stands then, and he is lifted from behind, elbows under his armpits. A man in front of him, red-faced and heavy, takes his legs, and he is carried into the garage and laid in the back of the Green Voyager, the vehicle Archie and his task force have spent months looking for, and she crawls in on top of him. He realizes then that there is someone else in the van, that she wasn't the one behind him. But he doesn't have time to process this because she is straddling his torso, a knee pressing on either side of his waist. He cannot move his eyes anymore, so she narrates for his benefit. "I'm rolling up your right sleeve. I'm tying off a vein." Then she holds a hypodermic in his sight line. "Medical training," he thinks. 18% of female serial killers are nurses. He is staring at the ceiling of the van, gray metal. "Stay awake," he thinks. "Remember everything, every detail. It will be important," he thinks, "if I live." "I'm going to let you rest for a little while." She smiles and puts her flat, pretty face in front of his so he can see her, her blonde hair brushing his cheek, though he cannot feel it. "We'll have plenty of time for fun later." He cannot respond, cannot even blink now. His breath comes in long, shallow rasps. He cannot see her push the needle in his arm, but he assumes she has, because then there is only darkness.